Hello there. Welcome to the Hozone Podcast. I'm your host, Yoav Gutman. Hozone works to create a healthier and more sustainable Jewish community and a healthier and more sustainable world for all. This week is Earth Week, with Earth Day on Thursday and a lot of Earth Week and Earth Day celebrations going around all across the country. For those of you in the New York area, Hozone will be at the Grand Central Terminal on Friday, so come check us out. Say hi to us and sign up for some of our programs and just see what else is going on at Grand Central Station on Friday. For more info on what's going on in New York or with Hozone or even in your community, check out the Hozone website or simply Google Earth Day 2010. Today's guest is Julie Woke, the co-founder and co-director of Wilderness Torah. And she's going to tell us a little bit about her organization and the work that they do. What is Wilderness Torah?
Wilderness Torah is awakening and celebrating the earth-based traditions of Judaism to celebrate the connections between ourselves, our communities, earth, and spirit, God. What we're doing essentially is reconnecting Judaism back to the earth. We're celebrating Judaism in its original earth-based and agricultural context. So, for example, we have an annual cycle of land-based pilgrimage festivals. We celebrate Sukkot on the farm, we celebrate Passover in a desert, and Shavuot on the mountain. And we also...
When you say on the farm, in the desert, on the mountain, what do you mean? Like, you're taking people out to the desert?
Yeah. So, they're festivals. We take anywhere from 60 to 115 people and growing every time out to, for Sukkot, for example, an organic farm in Pescadero, California, where people of all ages, kids, adults, older adults, younger adults, everyone comes together in community for 3 days to harvest from the land, cook food together, eat together, learn about the earth-based and agricultural roots of the holiday of Sukkot, and really celebrate the harvest holiday in a way that's meaningful, in a way that helps us really understand why we're celebrating this holiday in the first place.
So where did this idea come from? You started it. You are a co-founder. How many other people?
It started, there are four people that co-founded this organization. The other people are Zelig Golden, Adam Edel, and John Rosenfield. And it started because Zelig had a vision after doing the Adama program on the East Coast at Isabella Friedman, had a vision for bringing this kind of earth-based Jewish work to the West Coast. And there's not actually, surprisingly, not that much going on in the environmental, earthy Jewish realm. And now with Hazon here, also with a Bay Area office, that's changing. But there was not a lot here. And so through our synagogue, we created the first Sukkot on the Farm Festival. And it was because of actually the Tuf Haaretz program at Hazon. The synagogue had a CSA with a farm about an hour and a half north of the Bay Area. And the first Sukkot on the farm was celebrated there at that farm where we got our CSA from.
So the four of you all went to the same synagogue
In Berkeley, yeah.
And, well, I guess what I really meant was, you know, what you guys are doing seems to be reinterpreting the way that we celebrate three holidays that in biblical times were major and today are still, you know, festive, but they're not our major holidays like they once were. So what is it, what did you see before that sort of made you guys create this new understanding of what this holiday can be that you wanted to share with the Jewish community?
Well, deeply embedded in the Jewish tradition, as I'm sure you know, are a lot of earth-based traditions. I mean, we were originally a land-based people, right? And we were growing our own food and living off the land and living in very close connection to the earth. And so, we're not so far off. It's actually just a renewal or a reinvigoration. It doesn't feel like anything new. It's something new and it's something ancient. And what we're doing is going back and trying to understand the roots of especially these three particular holidays because they're based on the agricultural cycle, and understanding better what the land-based roots of those particular holidays are. So And there was a clear need for, you know, that we saw, especially once we started, you know, going out on the land and doing these festivals, that there was really a deep desire for people to be reconnecting to the earth in general. I mean, we're seeing this, you know, all over the world. People are getting more tuned in with the fact that there's climate change and industrial agriculture and all these things, and we're quite disconnected from the earth, and people are looking for ways to reconnect, and that's what we're offering here.
Mm-hmm. And so how long has this been going on for?
The first Sukkot on the farm was in 2007, and soon after that we had our first Pesach in the desert, and it's been within the last year that Wilderness Torah has come into its own organization and as a having Hazon as its fiscal agent. Uh-huh. So
originally it started out as something that you guys did just as like a synagogue, yeah, your synagogue outing, and now it's turned into your own organization.
Exactly. And that, I mean, that's partly because of the vision that we all have of reconnecting people back to the earth and using, yeah, Judaism as a way to really reconnect people back to the earth and to have healing and tikkun olam in that way because of that reconnection. And because we really saw there's this huge demand for this. The programs are growing. I mean, every single one sells out, and we want to grow them sustainably, but right, there's clearly a huge demand.
I'm curious about the one in the desert.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean exactly?
The Pesach in the desert. It's a beautiful experience. What's really interesting is that all three of these festivals are really quite different because the holidays are really quite different. Mm-hmm. So Sukkot is a festival. It's really about the harvest and celebrating the bounty and abundance. And then Passover has got a totally different tone. It's a deeper, more serious holiday, and it's about liberation. It's about coming out of slavery. And so we go pretty far away into the Southern California desert for a 5-day wilderness trip, and it's a more intense experience. It's generally a smaller group. There were 60 people there last year. There'll probably be about 75 or 80 this year. And we create a little tribal village, and we live there and re-embody this experience of Exodus in the desert. And the desert is a highly potent spiritual place and a place of amazing potential for transformation and growth and change. Mm-hmm. And so going into the desert in particular is a really powerful way of understanding not only what it meant for our people many, many years ago to come out of slavery, but also what it means for us now to be liberated, and what are the narrow places that we're each going through in our individual lives, and how can we move through those narrow places, Mitzrayim, to come out into a more expansive place. And that's what we're really focused on in the desert. So that's a more spiritually intensive experience, and it's a really beautiful experience.
Cool. Well, how do we find out more about Wilderness Torah? What's the website?
WildernessTorah.org. And and you can find out about our the pilgrimage festivals, and we also have other programs. We also do rites of passage, so bringing people out onto the land to reconnect with the earth on a more individual basis. Mm-hmm. So we're starting a B'nai Mitzvah program, and we also do Vision Quest for adults, which is a 10-day program where in a small group, 8 people go out onto the land with guides, and the middle 3 days of the 10-day experience is a 3-day solo that's aimed at gaining clarity around your own personal purpose and path in life, and using creation, nature, to be a reflection and to learn and understand who you are through that experience alone out on the land. So you can find out about our Rites of Passage program and our Pilgrimage Festival program, and also our Future Sustainability Skills program, where we're going to be teaching people actually how to farm and garden and to do all these things to live more sustainably here.
So I just want to thank Julie Wolk again for sitting down with me. And since we recorded that, it was announced that Wilderness Torah is actually going to be an upcoming Joshua Venture Fellow. So we should be hearing a lot of good and exciting stuff from their end. If you want to check them out, go ahead and look at their website, wildernesstorah.org, and sign up for one of their programs. And like I mentioned in the beginning of this podcast, this week is Earth Week, and so there are a lot of really great programs all across America to make people more aware of our environmental impact on the earth and how we can work towards reducing carbon emissions. I recommend that you, wherever you are, check out what's going on in your area and become a part of the solution. And that is it. Check out our website, hazon.org. We have a lot of great programs coming up and a lot of great programs from our friends coming up. So check that out. And otherwise, I hope to hear from you. Any feedback, any questions are always appreciated. That's it. Enjoy the springtime weather.